House Speaker Rod Jetton acknowledged reluctance on the part of his fellow Republicans to vote for a 1/8-cent sales tax for veteran services.
You know, I've spent my career since I came to Jeff City fighting tax increases, being against tax increases. I'm proud of the record we've got on turning around the state without a tax increase.
Republicans weren't the only ones worried.
And I know that there's a lot of members on both sides of the aisle that are worried about, you know, voting for this that would send this to the people, allowing them the chance to improve a tax increase and whether it's going to be used against you in a campaign.
Democrat Terry Whitty of Vandalia expressed such concerns in a question to the sponsor during House floor debate.
So in the upcoming election, if I get attacked for voting for a tax increase, could I get you and the gentleman from Pulaski to come out and defend me?
The defense becoming popular is that representatives didn't really vote to increase taxes. They voted to ask Missourians to decide whether to increase taxes to build 6 new veterans' homes and up to 12 veteran services centers. Democrat John Burnett of Kansas City agrees it's a noble cause.
Simply because you tie a tax increase to a noble cause does not make it something other than a tax increase.
Democrats were quick to point out that 11 House Republicans violated their pledge to oppose any efforts to increase taxes, including the sponsor of the resolution, Representative Barney Fisher of Richards. The 1/8-cent sales tax generated $103 million for the Conservation Commission during the last fiscal year. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.